Hi, this is Dr. Sharma here. The patient name is Carla Mathis, CARRLA MATHIS. Date of service is 6/29/2022. Date of birth is 6/1/1980. And date of accident is 11/16/2021. Ms. Carla Mathis is a victim of the automobile accident where she was involved in a rear-ending accident. After the accident, patients started complaining of headaches, dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with radiation to the right arm and weakness of the right arm, along with numbness and tingling of the fingers, as well as shooting pain from lower back to the left buttock in front of the thigh. But nothing was radiating below the legs. The patient underwent various investigations. She has had MRIs that were positive for herniated disc, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and C7-T1, for which the patient was provided one epidural injection in the cervical that helped her. However, the patient is being considered for surgery. Lumbar spine MRI L4, L5 showed grade 1 retrolisthesis without any spinal stenosis or disc involvement, and L5 S1 grade 1 retrolisthesis with bilateral facet joint hypertrophy, which now the patient also underwent a LESI in February 16. Her pain is now completely better in the lower back. Her shoulder pain is also limited to 4. And neck pain is 4, and the lower back pain is completely gone. She also informed that she has had an IME exam on 6/23/2020. The report is awaited. Now she is seeing a neurosurgeon, Dr. Oppenheimer, on this coming Friday. She will make a decision whether she wants to have surgery or not. She does occasionally drop phone from right hand, and occasionally there is a numbness and tingling of the fingers of the right hand, and also she notices radiation of pain and numbness tingling from the neck down to the arm on the right side. Other than that, there are no other major issues. The patient reports pain level varies from 4 to 7. ADLs are only affected 4 at this time. Patient does report 70% improvement with the injection and physical therapy. She still wants to continue her physical therapy. She reports that her general activity, mood, work, and sleep are affected 700 kilovolt to 10. Relationship with other people are 6. System review. In neurology and psych, patient has denied any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, double vision, ear ringing, blackout, seizures, loss of memory, confusion, disorientation. None of them are present. She does report anxiety along with tension, weakness, difficulty sleeping, lack of focus. And she's not able to continue her work right now. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness in the neck, limited range of motion, pins and needle, numbness, nerve pain, and wrist pain, hand pain, with occasional numbness of the right hand fingers, second, third, and fourth, along with pain shooting down to the arm and weakness of the arm. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the urine, or painful urination, frequency of blood in the urine, in GU. In respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are or time, substance abuse, patient does not abuse any substances, compliance is the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 190 over 77, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 6/9/2022. The dictation number is 0623-074. Dr. along with diagnosis. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy as charged 3 times per week for now. Traction, massage, echotherapy, gait training. Patient remains off work and hospital replacement has been ordered. Her medications will continue as Celebrex, 200 milligram daily, tizanidine 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tramadol ER 100 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Lunesta 1 milligram for sleep at night, Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch. The patient is stable and she is satisfied with the treatment. She is not started in neuropsych. People for evaluation treatment, she's feeling a little bit better in that area. Headaches are not there. Most of the symptoms of TBI have disappeared, and it appears the patient is on the mode to recovery. She'll be seen in 30 days. The patient is seeing Dr. Oppenheimer, after which she will decide whether she wants some more injection to the cervical spine or maybe outright surgery. The patient will be left to make her choices. She has an IME exam. We'll review the report and we'll incorporate it in the next visit. Thank you.